Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Ayin Tesam and Beis. We'll actually start again from the beginning of the Mishnah on Amar Aleph, the beginning of the Perek Betzim. We started already, but Nochamal again Arayin in the Sugyas. Ve'elu Nedarim Shumayfer Dvarim Sheyesh Bem Inoy Nefesh. The Gemara is going to ask that. L'chayr, there's also another kind of neder that he could be made for Beinoy Levina. And the Gemara is going to discuss the chilek between Inoy Nefesh and Beinoy Levina. We also discussed in the previous year that maybe only by a Baal is there a limitation of Nedarim of Inoy Nefesh and Beinoy Levina, but by an Av, possibly like the Rambam Shita. Other Rishonim argue, the Ran argues, that of an Av, according to the Rambam, can be made for any Nedarim. But the Mishnah says, what's an example of a Neder of Inu Nefesh? Im Erchatz, v'im loy Erchatz. The way the Gemara is going to explain, Im Erchatz means a Neder, te'osar alai, hanos rechitza, lo'oilom im Erchatz hayoim. And im loy Erchatz is nishbash loy Erchatz. Kanal with eskashet, im eskashet means te'osar alai, hanos kishut lo'oilom im eskashet hayoim. Im loy eskashet means direct, shvuah shaloy eskashet. And the Tanakhama holds that being moineya from rechitza and being moineya from kishut is inu nefesh. The Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Yosi, no, ain elu nidri inu nefesh. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yosi holds that minia of rechitza and kishut is not inu nefesh. The Ram brings down the Gemara later on, and daf pei beis amid beis, that avad Rabbi Yosi is moida, that minia of rechitza and kishut is takin inu of beinu leveino, and in fact could be made for alstadin of beinu leveino. But as Kimadubar in the Gemara, we'll soon see that there's a difference if you're mefer al nidri inu nefesh or al benoy levino. Now, what does it mean, imeskashet? The Ran says it's talking about kishut haponim, kichul einayim, pikus. And that's the machlekes Rabbi Yosi in the Rabbanon. Aber kishut ponim shel mata, says the Ran, that lekuli alma, bein le Rabbanon, bein le Rabbi Yosi, is only a benoy levino and not an inu nefesh. Only kishut ponim of kichul and pirchus, pikus, is inu nefesh like the Rabbanon. Others shanim argue the bir hagra in Yeridei Reish Lamedal Tzivkat and Yudches is medayik. The Rosh later on in Daf Pei Aleph that the Rosh holds no that the same machloikis Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon is sai by kishut panim shel mala sai by kishut panim shel mata. The Shalmin Adarim speaks out that there's a third kind of kishut bibegodim bibigdei tzavoinim, and he says that avad lekuli alma is inu nefesh. That's come out of a first shigemar and ksubas tafayin aleph. So al kaponim rechitza and kishut aponim of kichul v'pikos for sure, is a machlekes Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon. The Tanakama, the Rabbanon hold that it's a neder of inu nefesh. Rabbi Yosi argues and said it's not inu nefesh, but he's grad the moida that it is a neder of beni levena. The Mishnah continues, according to Rabbi Yosi, what's the dogma of a neder of inu nefesh? Ve'elu heinidri inu nefesh. Omra koinim peiris ha'olam alai. That is a neder of inu nefesh, harezi yochel ha'ofer. Tosis earlier on Daf Tezvav Mebeis brings that Avada, she wasn't asering all peiris of the olam. That would be a neder she'if shalakayme, she can't eat anything. And that Avada wouldn't be chal b'chal, there would be no need for hafara. Although Tosis in Gittin Daf Lamed Hey, Dibra Maskel v'noideris, Tosis in Shvuas, Daf Chavtes also as well, argues on Tosis in the Dorim Daf Tezvav, that a neder is chal b'chol gavni. But Cholif in the Mishnah continues, Omra koinim peiris ha'olam arai, harezi yochel ha'ofer. But if she says, peiris medina zu alai, then ain't a yachal hafer because yavila memdina acheres. The Achrayim ask, why doesn't it just say the lashon ain't a yachal hafer? But it says yavila memdina acheres. The Ran speaks out on its machlekes rishonim. Are we talking about that she neidered from a different neder, from a different medina, and therefore fakir, it's not hafaraable because it's still available peiris from this medina. But if she asks for peiris from this medina, it's not a cheshbon. Oh, she can get from a different medina. Machlekes rishonim. But another dogma also is peiris chenvini ze olai v'chenvini that's makif for him. So then ain't a yachal hafer. I'm sorry, ain't a yachal hafer because just go to a different chenveni. But the imloy ha'is aparnasasi elamimenu harei ze yofer divrei Rabbi Yosi. And thus the gedorim of nidri inu nefesh like Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara continues nidri inu nefesh. The Gemara starts actually nidri inu nefesh with the mefer she'ein b'minu nefesh any mefer the mashmois of the Mishnah, the headline of the Mishnah. Afterwards, there's a machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. What constitutes inu nefesh like the Tanakama meniyah of rechitza and kishut? And like Rabbi Yosi, givisa menias of Paris when you have no option of from this medina or from a chenveni that's makah for you. That's considered inoy nefesh. Aber the mashmoy is bein le Rabbi Yosi, bein le Tanakama, is that the only nether you can be made for is a nether of inoy nefesh. Frek the Gemara nidri inoy nefesh with the mefer she'ein behem inoy nefesh any mefer v'atanya bein ish le ishto ibein av le bito imelamet shahabal mefer nedarim shebein oy leveino. And according to the other Rishonim, not the Rambam, an av also is limited to inoy nefesh and bein oy leveino. Says the Gemara, no, you don't understand. Amri, halin v'halin meifir. Avada, you could be meifir sai inu nefesh and sai b'nai levino. Miu, the chilak is inu nefesh meifir la'olam. Aval ein bem inu nefesh is only kedisa tchuse havi hafora. Aval michi megarish l'chayel ala nidra. V'dvarim she'b'nai levino, she'ein bem inu nefesh. Aval yesh bem inu nefesh l'chayel ala nidra. V'dvarim she'ein bem inu nefesh, frek the Gemara, ki megarish l'chayel ala. The Gemara had alluded to the fact that a nedra of inu nefesh, so once he's megarish there, it comes back. Frek the Gemara, is that true? Frek the Gemara, With varm she'ein b'minu nefesh ki megarish l'chayla l'aneda, that's not inu nefesh, that the only basis for his afara was the bein l'veinea, so therefore it's going to be choyzer v'neir as soon as he divorces her. V'atna, in fact, the Gemara Akasha from the Mishnah later on, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Yomer Yofer, Shema yigarshenu v'teyasur aloi. There's a cheshmah that you're allowed to be made for before the gerushin, because after the gerushin you won't be able to. Feist says that the matar of being made for before the gerushin is to poil that the neder should chal, the hafara should be mamshich even after the gerushin. Alma ki megarish lo made for lo meikara have yafara. So the Gemara fixes it up and says, Amri, halin v'halin have yafara. Avada, sai beinu levena and sai inu nefesh, both are hafara. Ella, so what's the chiluk? Nidra inu nefesh made for bein la'atzmai bein la'acherim. Ain behem inu nefesh la'atzmai mefer la'acherim eni mefer. V'hachi katani, and this is what the Mishnah means in the opener statement, elu nedarim shu mefer bein la'atzmai bein la'acherim. That is only nedarim sheesh behem inu nefesh, because bein levena is limited. Now it's nechlechu harishonim. In the Bir Adavar over here, what does it mean that neder of inoy nefesh, you could be made for bein la'atzmai, bein la'acherim, and rather a neder that doesn't have inoy nefesh, a neder of bein olavino is only la'atzmai. The Shita Saran, the Rosh as well, that when you make the hafara, so la'atzmai yitzchal the hafara, and avada kimavur in the Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the hafara lagabe atzmai yitzchal even after he's megarisha. But only calls man that she's not remarried to someone else. Avala'acherim, once she marries someone else, then avada, totally, the hafara of bein olavino is not going to be chal anymore. The Nemuki Yosef and the Ritva have a different shot. And they say the chiluk of Atzmai and Acherim is a different pirish. Let's say she made a neder to Asa herself from her Maisi Adayim on the Gansavel. Sigh on her husband and sigh on the Gansavel. She made such a neder. So she was neither Hanoah that her Maisi Adayim is usher to everyone. Gam, Baila, Gam, everyone. And then the Baal makes a hafara because it's an union of Beinu Levena. So Lagabi the Baal, it's Mutter, and Avada Lagabi the Baal, the hafara is Chal, Lonetzach. According to the Nemuki Yosef and the Ritva, the hafara of Beinu Levena Lagabi Atzmai is Lenetzach, even if she marries a second husband. The hafara that the first husband is still mutter in her Maisi Yadayim, the hafara Lagabi Atzmai is Lenetzach. And Adarab, Lagabi Acherim, it was never Chal the hafara. Even Ba'oida that she's married to the first husband, the hafara is not Chal Lagabi Acherim. Nimshus that the Ran and the Rosh are arguing on the Nemuki Yosef and the Ritva, Betarti, and we'll speak it out. Let's look at the Tkufis. There's the Tkufa of that she's married, Oida Tachas Baila Harishain. There's the tkufa beini lebeini when she's divorced and not yet remarried to its veta. And then there's the shlav when she gets married to its veta. And it's pligi, the ran and the rush, kenega, the ritva, the regyasa betarti. Hershtama lagabi acherim when she's still tachtav of the first husband. Lefi the ran, it's chal v'hafara for everyone, even for acherim. Like the nemuki Yosef, no, it's only chal v'hafara benigei the husband, alagabi acherim. And meidach gisa lagabi atzmai, after when she finally marries even a tzveta, like the ran, then it's not chal v'hafara anymore. Like the nemuki Yosef, the hafara, lagabi atzmai carries on even after she marries an Acher. In the Rambam is Mevor, Adrita Shita, the Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, Perek Yedeis, Halacha Beis, and Gimel, the Rambam is Mevor. Let's say she asks her Tashmash al Kol Adam Sheba Oilam, Sai her husband and Sai Acherim, so he's able to be made for Chelkoi, and he's Mutter B'Tashmash. La'achar Sheyomasa Yigarshenu, then Asura B'Tashmash L'Chol Adam, and it's Meduik in the Rambam, even to the husband. So the Keren Oirish tells, remember the Nisei Kelem, already talking about the Rambam, but we're going to speak out the Mahalacha, HaMechudosh Ma'oid of the Keren Oirish. That Hare the Gemara is mefurish that like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you do the hafara before it's chal even after gerushin. Here the Rambam is mashma that legabi asring tashmish after gerushin it's also to the husband as well. So some say stam, it's a technical thing because she's also bepnuya, he's not married to her. The Karenayra wants to say no. The emes is the minute he divorces her, the husband is now usher. Not stam because it's usher tashmish bepnuya. It's usher because the nether comes back. But when if the husband himself, the original husband, will remarry her, it's chayzer v'neir the hafara. Now that's a fascinating concept. You had a hafara. It was ois hafara and then sirik nochem ol hafara. Wow. The pashtus, the rosh, lehed you argue on the etzim musig, but that's the mechari, the musig that comes out according to the Rambam. There's a few other interesting nekudas to understand. First of all, the Karen Ayres mesupik, ashayla, you know, the Rambam sheet is that a father could be made for any neder. But according to the Rishonim, that even a father could only be made for nedarim that are beinu levena. You have to first know, what does it mean beinu levena that got to be a father? Beinoi levain. A future husband, and the father's also interested in taking care of those topics, or no, something between him and his daughter. But whatever Beinu Levena means, Lachar Beinu Levena is only Kozman that it's Bershusoi. But what about when she becomes a Gedoyla? Does the Hafar he did the Na'arusa Mamshich that it's still considered Beinu Levena? Another interesting Shaila. Let's say even a Baal was made for because it was Beinu Levena, but whatever the topic was, it was something that, yes, it's for the criteria considered Beinu Levena, but it's because the Baal has a paid on that Inyan. And then whatever it was, the Metziah has changed. He doesn't makbid on this Inyan. It's B'chlal Geitim Nishton. It's not relevant to him anymore, whatever the topic was. But Al Kuponim, so then all of a sudden the Hafar is Ois. And Bechlal, to understand, we're going to see in the Hemshech of the Parakama Vekamapamim. You know, our Mishnah Steldevek, Machloik is Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, a little bit in the nuances of what's Inoy Nefesh. Is Meni of Rechitz of Kishut Inoy Nefesh? Is Peiris Oilam considered Inoy Nefesh? Or but Lagabi, a little bit Lagabi, the Beinu Levena. The Rosh is Loshin over here is what does it mean, Beinu Levena? It's either she was Noida from Tashmish or Shar Dvorim Shegoyrimim Eva, Beinu Levena. Tosha Srit said it's called over that's Goyrim Chaluki Deis Beinayim. Lamasha, she doesn't want to eat me, I say. Kaira, I mean, I say Shulchan, Loi Lischak Imoi, Loi Lazrubim Lachtoi. The Rambam is before that even if you answered to Einim, Medina Zualecha, that's a Beinu Levena because it's going to be an Asa Godel that he has to be Matriach now to go and bring it. So there's various Shitas in the Rishonim, and that's a Sugya that's it's developing still. What exactly is the Gedorim of Beinu Levena and of Inoy Nefesh in the Gedorim of Afaras Nedorim?